ABC Radio Australia.
For more than a century, men have held sway at the Fiji Rugby Union, but since the change of government in December, the spotlight has been on modernising the FRU and certainly involving more women in the running of the sport. When Fijiana won sevens bronze at the Tokyo Olympics in 2021, it proved to be the catalyst for pushing the women's game to the fore, and now that could involve the creation of a women's version of the senior men's competition, the Fairbrother Challenge, with the backing of the FRU president, who is still Frank Bainimarama, and he will be there in that role at least until the annual meeting in April. Our reporter in Suva, Lede Mavono, is keeping a close eye on Fiji rugby's changing times.
When Fijiana won their first Olympic medal in rugby sevens at the Tokyo Games in 2021, it ended a 20-year battle by women players to be recognised at home. Suddenly, far from struggling to find players to fill teams, the Fiji Rugby Union experienced a spike in interest from women and from the parents of little girls who want to be a Fijiana. Velano Dukindi, the FRU's rugby development officer, has played in, coached and managed women's teams and believes it will be Fijian women who will win their country's first Rugby World Cup title in 15s.
I still believe that the women's rugby will be the first team. Fijiana will be the first team. They'll bring home the World Cup trophy. The men existed 100 years. Yeah? We just existed 20 years, more than 20 years ago. But I still believe with the right resources and the right people on the ground, we can bring it home. Even now, we've seen the tremendous growth in women's rugby from the senior level right down to primary school. Last year alone, there was more than 9,000 young girls registered. Those are registered players. That's a huge number.
The theory is that with more women on the boards of affiliate unions, more resources and access will be given to women to fill teams, coaching positions and refereeing roles, not only in the regional towns, but also at national level. Right now, Fiji's national women's 15s and 7s teams and the Fijiana Super Rugby outfit are all coached by men.
This is something that we've been waiting for so long. But to use the big stick for that to happen, I think that's the only way that needs to be done. Very cultural, traditional. And if we can do it, I mean, if rugby can do it in this male-dominated space, I believe any organization in Fiji, any places that are male-dominated, I think for me, I'm grateful and I'm so happy that Fiji rugby is taking the lead in gender equality, not only equality, but equity. Now, we can say equality, but we need more resources to be given to the women for them to excel in this space. Otherwise, gender equality with the numbers, we can have both equal numbers, but then more resources are given to the men. It won't happen. So if we are thinking of gender equality, might as well push for gender equity as well. Since the bronze medal, there was a spike in the number of players. The girls, they are there. They really want to play. I think that win really changed the mindset of gatekeepers, parents, the Turangani Koro, the teachers. They said, oh my goodness, so the girls can also play rugby. They can also achieve a lot in this space.
Following months of investigations into the Fiji Rugby Union's financial position, Tevita Tuiloa, a board member who is also a chartered accountant, was appointed as interim chief executive and tasked with preparing the organization for its next annual general meeting scheduled for the last week of April. His task is mammoth because of the 28 member unions of the Fiji Rugby Union, only 20% are fully compliant in five critical areas, one of which is gender inclusivity.
Under the current FRU constitution, only the compliant members are able to talk during an AGM or an SGM, audited financial statements, having an annual general meeting, having club games being run properly to finish off, and also the other gender-related issues. Eh? Women on the board, women in rugby, are we actually doing enough for them? Already the women are doing a lot off and on the field, so why can't we allow them to come to the table where the big decisions are made? You know, if our mothers and our sisters are already doing a lot for our players and for the game, then they also need to have a seat at the table to be able to give the female touch. I think for us at Fiji Rugby too, there's an opportunity to match that with some of our local competitions. There's a good initiative that was raised by Super Rugby Union in terms of having a fair brother for the women. Why are we only doing it for the men? Why not for the women? So that was a motion. It's a very good motion. We will have to take it up. But the president and chairman of Fiji Rugby really agreed it was a good idea just to grow the excitement and really the passion for the game for the women. Eh? I've been at the grassroots When it's a Friday game for the women, it's just the women's family that come.
Ovini Bokini heads one of the smallest member unions, the Tavua Rugby Union, located on northwestern Vitilevu in the province of Mbar. They have women's teams on their list of registered clubs and women on the board.
Yes, we have two executives in our board level, and we have a few as well, getting them involved in coaching accreditation with World Rugby. We've got a few things going to that end. I just encourage them to get involved. How the Fijiana is doing now, this new interest in people involved in the game, especially from women now, and there should be more interest in people stepping up.
Ovini Bokini, head of the Tavua Rugby Union, and the reporter there for Pacific Beat was Lethe Mavono.